This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is facing an impeachment probe over his request for Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden. But on Thursday, he asked another country to do the same. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
He's publicly acknowledging telling Ukraine's leader to look into the former vice president and 2020 opponent.
It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Biden.
And then, unprompted, added another nation to the list, China. The president's been trying to raise suspicions about Hunter Biden's business dealings there, but says he has not yet directly asked President Xi Jinping to investigate.
Certainly something we can start thinking about.
There's no evidence of any Biden wrongdoing in China, and Biden's campaign chair says this shows the president's acting out because he's scared of Biden beating him. Yesterday on KOLO-TV, Biden dismissed the president's attacks.
I'm not going anywhere.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The former special U.S. envoy to Ukraine has told congressional lawmakers he was not personally involved in President Trump's effort to have that country's leaders investigate Joe Biden's family. In fact, Kurt Volker told staff from three House committees that he warned Ukrainians to steer clear of American politics. Volker spent hours behind closed doors as the House committees pored through dozens of pages of the once obscure diplomat's text messages and correspondence. The day-long appearance is the first in what is expected to be a series of interviews with officials inside and outside the State Department. House investigators want to understand if they played any role in or have more information about Trump's efforts to press Ukraine's presidents for damaging information about Joe Biden, who is now a Democratic presidential contender and top rival. This is VOA News. An administrator armed with a knife attacked officers inside the Paris police headquarters, killing four people before he was fatally shot Thursday. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
According to reports, the attack appeared to have started in an office and continued elsewhere in the large police compound across the street from Notre Dame Cathedral. Authorities say the motive is unknown, but that the 20-year police employee allegedly responsible for the attack worked in the intelligence unit and had not posed any previous known problems. Emery Siamandi, who works at the police headquarters, said he was in the stairwell leading to the chief's office when he heard gunshots. Moments later, I saw three police women crying. I couldn't help them in any way, and their colleagues were crying too. So I figured it must be serious, Siamandi said. I'm Karen Chamas.
Britain's latest proposals on leaving the European Union were met with cautious skepticism in the EU. Officials are doubtful that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan could yield an agreement by the end of this month. But as Joe Davies of Reuters reports, the EU officials are not dismissing Johnson's proposals out of hand.
Johnson unveiled his proposals on Wednesday, which would include creating an all-Ireland regulatory zone, covering the whole island of Ireland, whilst also keeping Northern Ireland part of the UK customs territory, not the EU customs union. If you're not sure how that would work, you're not alone. Irish Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is also confused.
I don't fully understand how we could have Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland in separate customs unions and somehow avoid there being tariffs, checks and customs posts on trade between North and South.
Ensuring that there is no physical infrastructure or border checks is seen as a key part of any deal. That's to avoid endangering the Good Friday Agreement that ended three decades of conflict in Northern Ireland.
Joe Davies of Reuters. There's been a legal settlement over the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. AP's Shelley Adler tells us what it is.
Attorneys for the victims of the Las Vegas shooting say they've reached a settlement to resolve lawsuits that's expected to pay between $735 and $800 million. The Las Vegas firm explains the amount of the settlement with MGM Resorts International depends on the number of plaintiffs who choose to take part. Hundreds of lawsuits have been filed against the owner of the resort where the gunman opened fire into an outdoor concert on October 1st, 2017. The company also owns the venue where 58 people died and hundreds were injured. I'm Shelley Adler.
On Wall Street, markets clawed their way back from Wednesday's losses with all three major indices closing in positive territory. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.